There are pretenders among us. People who have mastered the ability to hide their pain, failures, struggles, and inadequacies in life. People who have the ability to mask their imperfections through material wealth and careers. In the last 20 years, social media has exploded and incubated these pretenders to grow in number and attitude. But one day in 2016, one of these pretenders broke away. This is his story. Hi and welcome to the show. My name is Jay and this is the Pretender Podcast. Thanks for tuning in to listen to the latest episode of the Pretender Podcast on the AfriPods Network right here in Africa. You can also listen to this podcast on Apple Podcasts or iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast network of your choice. If you're listening to me for the very first time, I'm a regular guy podcasting from Southern Africa and sharing my real life experiences with other regular people. My life is not perfect, and neither is yours. I'm a believer and a Christian, and that's what keeps me afloat. This doesn't shield me or give me any immunity from the challenges that life brings about, but I have the greatest treasure in life, and that is hope in Christ. When all else fails, that alone is my solid ground to persevere through this life. What is your hope based on? Check out more of my other podcasts and see what I've been through along with some of my guests. Hopefully, you will hear why you shouldn't give up in your life too. It's time for healing. It's time to fix what's been broken too long. You know, during times of difficulty, tragedy, failure, illness, or any valleys of life, it's easy to get stuck into the weeds and thorns that life is bringing around you. It's even conceivable that many of us feel, I guess, comfortable to stay in the sorrows. And if I'm honest, it's easier to give up than having to face the aftermath of such a life event. It's easier to remain mourning than it is to live life after or without the one that we've lost. It's easier to remain bitter than to forgive. It's really hard to advance to the next stage in the process of grief, whether you're going through denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and acceptance. Those are the most difficult processes to go through in any life event that we undergo. Just to get from denial to anger, to which is stage two, is not a simple case of how many days, weeks, or months it may take. And in fact, some regression might occur. So really, to get to acceptance is a journey of humongous proportions. But ultimately, we must get there. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, healing. Everyone has their own process. Everyone has their own time. But if we're going to continue living in this life, healing must happen at some point. We must always move forward, and sometimes that means moving on in both a literal sense and a physical sense. Sometimes our healing is death itself. When a person suffering through a long-term or incurable sickness or illness and going through a large amount of pain dies, it is sad for all of us left behind. But if you think about it, it is healing for them. In fact, it may also be healing for all who have been taking care of them while they were sick and having to see them suffer. I will be blunt here with a disclaimer. As a believer who does not advocate for divorces, I have to add a disclaimer here. But I still say in certain circumstances or cases, the end of a dysfunctional or hurtful marriage is healing for the individuals. If the situation is such a toxic environment that someone might even risk their life to stay in that marriage, that divorce is a way to healing. If you break it down to a minute level, we all need healing from a litany or litany of things, and maybe that's why I'm speaking about it. For you and me both, a time comes when healing is the only option if we are to continue living. So last year, I took up playing guitar. The first song I learned to play on guitar was Broken Verses. I don't know why we picked this song with my tutor, but it seemed a good start because it had, I guess, multiple key changes, which was good for me to practice in the song. When a song is made, it has different chords. And even when you play guitar, you have to play those different chords. So this song had different levels of chords, C, G, E minor, B minor. So it was good for me to learn those chords in that song. But I digress. You see, I know this song by heart now. I know the keys, the lyrics, and the tune. I know where I struggle to play it and all the areas I struggle to sing when playing guitar. You see, this song starts with the line in the verse that says, I caught all these pieces, broken and scattered, in mercy gathered, mended and whole. End of quote. That's what healing is about. It starts with acknowledging the damage that's been done, including the hopelessness that is caused. The pieces of our lives, our relationships, whatever it is, are everywhere, broken and scattered. They need to be picked up. They need to be mended and put together as one. It's kind of amazing that in thinking about my own life, that's exactly how it has played out through this song. I thought how I have been a broken vessel, and I really think so. It's not just a lyrical or a poetic kind of expression here. I feel like I've been a broken vessel from the time I was born. And the reality is there's not much you can do with a broken vessel. And there's really very little you can get for it at all if you even try to sell it. There's no value. If we are all honest, we are all broken like that. And by sin. The song goes on, and when I played the next line in the verse, it made all the more sense. I quote, empty-handed but not forsaken. I've been set free. I've been set free. End of quote. We claim we have so much to offer the world when thinking about ourselves, yet in truth we are broken. We need a different kind of healing, a healing from deep within our souls, the brokenness caused by the sin that I spoke about earlier. This kind of healing only comes from God. We can fight to stay above the water. We can see therapies. We can seek all sorts of help. We talk through our issues. But until we are free within, we will struggle to get past the stage of denial. We deny our deepest need of freedom within through Christ and resultantly deny ourselves the chance to deal with the situations we face outside of death, sickness, and of fear. Pieces from broken vessels need picking up. They need to be gathered, mended together. Only then are they free to be filled, because now they are whole. It's a whole vessel. It's not pieces now. You can fill it with whatever you want, whether it's the oil, the water, whether you want to decorate it only or use it for whatever purpose. The value that they have is in their wholeness. Those pieces on their own, they're just broken. They have no value. But when you pick those pieces and mend them together, they have value as a whole. They can now be called a vessel. Come to Christ and begin your healing. That is how you get the strength to start the process of moving forward. Let your spiritual brokenness be healed. And you can move forward in your various life situations. The strength to start rebuilding your life after losing a loved one, for example, after a divorce or a sickness or an experience with wayward children or failure, whatever it is, that strength to rebuild your life comes from Christ. The refrain of this song I was learning to play on guitar sums it all. And I quote, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch, a broken vessel like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, but now I see. I can see you now. I can see the love in your eyes. Laying yourself down, bringing up the broken like me to life. Christ brought the broken back to life. Who are the broken, you ask? It's you and me." Well, you may say and think I'm preaching, and very well maybe. But let me be more practical with today's topic by sharing something personal. I don't know what it is for you, but the last year has been unimaginably hard. It has been spirit-breaking and crushing at times for me. The physical, spiritual, and emotional turmoil, not only on me, but I guess our entire family, has been long, slow, and very heavy as well. One of the key struggles I've had and haven't really talked about, although I just hinted it here and there in one of the episodes last year, is the fact that my siblings and I have had a strained relationship. We have been disjointed and greatly divided. Our parents have been affected too. This has gone on for a couple of years or more. And until recently, we all have been skating around this issue, you know, like going around it, just being that awkward elephant in the room. Our family, including the next generation of our kids, have suffered this consequence because they're not getting acquainted or getting to know each other as they should. We don't get together often, and thereby letting or allowing them to know each other. Certainly the love has been there, but just not getting to the recipients. There's been cases of depression. Sadness has become commonplace in our family, as has been the awkwardness of conversations. You know, we can't really like have a genuine, authentic chat with one another. Suffering in silence became a coping mechanism until, well, now one of us fell seriously unwell. And it scared all of us to step out of our little worlds and begin to break the chain and speak up openly about it to one another. The illness of one of our siblings brought us to the bedside of our loved one, and as we cared for her in her moment of sickness, we all agreed, it's time for healing. Everything in the past makes sense now, but doesn't anymore. All that matters is we want to move on, move forward. We want to leave that pain, the rivalries, the jealousy and bickering. Yes, even the bitterness behind. We all realize that what we have is only each other. So, me and my siblings are moving forward together with each other and for each other. And even if it took us this long and through the illness of one of us, it's time for healing. Part of my own healing involves guitar. And I've used it now going to 8 months as a way to heal from both my physical ailment when I had my surgery and also my emotional being. So the next song I learned to play on guitar is a summary of all that I must share with you about healing. It's a song I've been teaching myself to play. This one was not picked by my tutor. I just taught myself to start playing it. Or trying to, I guess, because I'm not there yet. Granted, it's acoustic guitar and I play it in pretty much one key. But I don't care much for my brilliance about how I play guitar compared to what playing guitar does for my healing and emotional well-being. The song is by Sanctus Real and is called Whatever You're Doing, Something Heavenly. I'll quote the song line by line. Let's see if you can pick something for yourself from this wonderful, beautiful song that speaks volumes of what we, many of us, are going through. I quote, "It's time for healing, time to move on. It's time to fix what's been broken too long. Time to make right what has been wrong. It's time to find my way to where I belong. There's a wave that's crashing over me. All I can do is surrender. Time for a milestone. It's time to begin again. To reevaluate who I really am. Am I doing everything to follow your will? Or just climbing aimlessly over these hills? So show me what it is you want from me. I give everything. I surrender." It's time to face up, clean this old house. It's time to breathe in and let everything out that I've wanted to say for so many years. It's time to release all my held back tears. And the chorus goes on to say, "Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos, but somehow there's peace. It's hard to surrender to what I can't see, but I'm giving in to something heavenly." End of quote. Now, if you're listening to me today, first of all, I'm not belittling or trivializing your pain, your grief, if you've lost a loved one, or your failure, or your sickness, or your depression, or your divorce, or your financial burdens, or anything that you are going through. What I'm just saying is that if you're going to keep on living this life, in this life, at some point, you need to start your healing. You need to move forward. Perhaps you need to move on with your life. You can stay as long as you want in the mourning period. You can stay as long as you like in the bitterness period. Whatever you're doing, at some point, if you're going to get up and live this life, you have to start your healing. And it will require you to realize that it's time to face up, clean this old house. It's time to breathe in and let everything out. Well, that does it for this episode of the Pretender Podcast. Please continue to send in your feedback on the contact provided in the episode notes. And please remember to rate and review my show. And if you don't want to miss an episode, bookmark it on Apple Podcasts or follow my show wherever you catch your podcast from, and you will get notifications every time I post an episode. I'm going to leave you with a sample of my attempt to play the song I just shared, Whatever You're Doing, Something Heavenly by Sanctus Real, on guitar. This is me playing it. Enjoy. And thanks for listening. This has been the Pretender Podcast. I'm out.
Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos. Now I can see hard to surrender to what I can't see. I'm giving in to something heavenly. Whatever you're doing inside of me, it feels like chaos. Now I can see this is something bigger than me, larger than life, something heavenly. Time to face up, clean this old house. Time to breathe in and let everything out.